Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Is almost there. He says Rise is excited to be preparing for opening day.
This is about the patience of Maryland. They have been waiting for 4 years to get relief.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A happy ending for a beagle after a video of the dog at a Virginia animal shelter went viral, showing the beagle named Buttermilk trying desperately to escape her cage. A new owner will take Buttermilk home today. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24,272, NASDAQ at 68.74. In sports, in Dallas, Redskins lose to the Cowboys. Coach Jay Gruden.
We just dropped the ball. We had two fumbles and a drop pass that resulted in interception, so I don't think we came out flat. We just didn't protect the football.
Capitals fall to the Kings 5-2. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Holiday traditions, holiday parties, holiday shopping can all be ruined by holiday weather.
A winter weather advisory has been issued.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel and Washington's Mall WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
And trust me on this, you cannot know when you should take your Social Security or how much you should take out of TSP. You cannot know that unless you have a way to measure your decision. And don't get excited because you did some form of break-even analysis at home. That's not what I'm talking about. You have to have a plan.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 Express Lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. With EasyPass or EasyPass Flex, get yours today. Learn more at 66ExpressLanes.org.
It's 7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, 270 southbound in Urbana. Crash gone, so pace definitely improving there. Beyond, pretty decent here through Gaithersburg down to the Beltway. Good option for you is 270 as opposed to 355 in Gaithersburg. That's going to be closed. Crews say they hope at round 8 8:30, they can get some lanes open, but each direction of 355 closed between Chestnut Street and North Summit Avenue. That puts it just north of Gaithersburg High School. So watch for the closures in that area. On the Beltway, we go through College Park and Silver Spring on that outer loop stretch. Some slowdowns. No problems reported, though, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Love the Friday trip as you pass Laurel and into Greenbelt. Light volume there. Inside the Beltway through Riverdale, not so bad. Through Cheverly on 50 near 202, slows to get to DC 295. Virginia, 66, looking at some volume now forming into Centerville and Fair Oaks and at the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of sunshine to go around for Friday as we hit the low to mid-50s. Clear tonight, overnight low 35. Sun and cloud mix tomorrow, low to mid-50s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 48 degrees in Alexandria, 41 in Rockville, 48 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather sponsored by VDOT. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon continues. Please support our wounded warriors and their families by calling in your contribution now. 888-294-8560. 888-294-8560. At AM 630.
Good morning. Yes, we are in the midst of the WMAL Fisher House Radio-a-thon, and our goal is to get this to $50,000 during the morning show, because that first $50,000 will be matched by Leonardo, and we'll be speaking with them later in the show as well. Coming up at 7:15 will be Eli Lake. He is a Bloomberg View columnist. We'll be discussing the Tillerson rumors with him and his take on North Korea. And at 8:05, it's Brian Riedel. He's a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, and we'll be discussing the tax bill with him as well. Yeah, they still haven't gotten that thing done yet. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese.
Go, there's no place like home for the holiday.
Well, the Washington Redskins are not quite out of playoff contention, but they're basically out of playoff contention, having lost to the Dallas Cowboys last night. Redskins are now 5-7 after the 38-14 loss in Dallas. Here to break it all down for us, as he always does, Redskins analyst Trevor Maddich. Trevor, good morning. Welcome back, and tell us about this game. What happened last night?
Well, what happened last night was that the Redskins, in some phases, played really well for a lot of the game. And in other phases, they fell flat on their face, and not because the Cowboys played so well, but because they made horrific mistakes. And that continues a trend that they've done for the last seven games, where even the injuries that they've had weren't the major contributor to five losses in seven games. It was Redskins' mistakes, and they did it again against the Cowboys.
Is this the type of thing that really it makes sort of everyone in the organization nervous, that they really a lot of changes need to start happening to recover this team?
You know, Vince, that's a great point, because the answer to that should be absolutely. The Redskins have not busted a grape in recent years. I mean, for all the great play, and I mean great at times, from Kirk Cousins, they still haven't won a playoff game. They still haven't advanced. And now, entering the month of December, they're all but out of the playoffs. Mathematically possible, but with that kind of a performance last night, it was, you know, it puts them in that position. And what happens inside an organization and inside a locker room is now the door is open for the owner to clear house, to clean house, to get rid of the coaching staff. The new coaching staff comes in and gets a lot of the players out of there, because keep this in mind, that a new coach coming in, his mindset is, hey, you players, I might tell you how much I think of you, but inside what I'm really telling myself is, you are the guys that got the last coach fired, and you're not going to get me fired too. And so when the door is open for new coaches, when the door is open for the coaches to stick around but clean house with the players, everybody starts to play for themselves, for their job, and that's a bad place to be. The Redskins right now are at risk of being in that place.
Yeah, you talked about mistakes that were made, that continued to be made. Who's making the mistakes?
Well, they're taking turns, Mary. They're taking turns, and that's the biggest problem. If it was one guy or one position group, you could say, yeah, that's what's got to be fixed. But in this game, it started out with the wide receivers. Josh Doctson, while he made some very good catches in this game, dropped a couple of passes, including one early that stifled the Redskins' early drive. Jamison Crowder, wide receiver and punt returner, was just, he had a game that he wants to forget. The Redskins were driving for an early touchdown. Kirk Cousins threw the ball to him over the middle at the 5-yard line going in. Perfect pass, hit him right in the hand. He couldn't catch it. He tipped it up to the safety behind him. Interception at the goal line stopped the Redskins' drive. Just a few minutes later, Crowder was back to receive a punt. He caught it. And then as he was running upfield, he only had one hand on the ball in traffic, and the Cowboys stripped it out of there, recovered the fumble. So these, and then the Redskins' punt return team made a small mistake in being in the right lanes. They opened up a space for the Cowboys' punt returner to run through. He did for a touchdown. Now, this is all early in the game, all in the first half, and it's what established what would happen in the second half.
The you know, Kirk Cousins has been he was sacked last night 4 times. He was 26 of 37 for 251 yards. He had 2 touchdowns, but he also threw, as you noted, these 2 interceptions, and he lost a fumble. You know, the reason the tone of this conversation sounds so different is because of why, because that game is the game last night on which most of the season now hinged, and for to lose that game, to be staring at a future that doesn't look like any chance of being in the playoffs really, means that there's going to be heavy conversations about whether or not Kirk Cousins gets another franchise tag or goes to free agency next year. If he gets that tag, that's over $34 million that the Washington Redskins would be paying him to stay and play here. What is the conversation behind the scenes like right now about Kirk Cousins' future with the Washington Redskins?
Well, I'll tell you, the conversation should be that they need to pay him. They need to figure out a way to give him a long-term contract that he can sign. Because Cousins, for all the stats that you mentioned, Vince, was magnificent in this game, and I mean magnificent. He threw those 2 interceptions. One was on a perfect pass that the receiver Crowder tipped up to a defensive back. The other one was tipped at the line of scrimmage by a defender. It wasn't that he threw any bad passes. He really didn't. 2 tipped balls led to interceptions, and that happens at times, but you evaluate it differently than if he just threw a bad pass. The fumble, I'm surprised that he didn't have more fumbles. Because he wasn't getting protection. He was getting annihilated in the pocket. And I mean hammered. I mean hit hard by 300-pound defensive linemen, running free right up the middle and hitting him in the mouth just after he threw the ball. And yet he kept getting up, kept getting back in the huddle, kept running the next play. He showed tremendous physical and moral courage when there was every excuse just to throw the ball away and say, forget it, I'm on a 1-year contract, I'm not going to take these risks anymore. He took the risks, and I think that the team around him failed him. And so if I'm the Redskins front office and I'm thinking about whether to give him a long-term contract, I look at how he performed under extreme duress in this game, and it gives me encouragement that he is worth a long-term contract.
Now, a lot of teams get ravaged by injury at a lot of different places, but it seems like the Redskins especially have struggled in one area, which is that offensive line. I mean, however magnificent Kirk Cousins ever is, the fact that the offensive line has struggled so much with injury this year, how are the Redskins looking at fixing that problem?
Well, there's no fixing it this year. Really, it's one of those freaky years. You try to find a cause that leads you to have all 5 of your offensive linemen injured. 4 of the 5 have missed games. The 5th, Morgan Moses, has been playing on 2 sprained ankles and an injured knee, and he was injured and taken out of the game on a cart, finally, in this game against the Cowboys. He may or may not play next week. All you can do is just chalk it up to the fortunes of football and try to get back to it next year, because coming into the season, and for much of the season until the injuries happened, the offensive line was actually one of the strengths of the team. And most of that line is young and will play together for a lot of years going forward. So I'm not worried at all about the offensive line.
All right, Trevor Maddich, thanks as always. We'll chat with you again next week as we sort of watch the rest of this season move along with the Washington Redskins. Thank you, Trevor.
You're welcome. They have a chance to show some character. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks very much. And Ken Fisher joins us in mere moments. Stay tuned for this. You're going to want to hear why he's a part of such an important program, the Fisher House, all ahead. 7:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, one of our big stories of the morning continues to be the closure in Gaithersburg. 355 shut down each direction due to a down utility pole and wires. It's shut down between Chestnut Street and North Summit Avenue. Now, that puts it just north of Gaithersburg High School, so need to plan in advance. They're hoping by around 8:30 they can get some lanes open, but for now, still the closure in place. Over to 270 works as an alternate. As far as 270, still slow stretch in Urbana. Earlier crash there, gone. Now that traffic can get into Urbana, starting to flow a little bit slow now into Hyattstown, and then briefly as you pass the Gaithersburg area. On the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, here we go. Friday morning trek without any issues along the way to the Wilson Bridge backing near 210, and at the American Legion Bridge, hey, we're wide open this morning, no delays there. Making our travels on 66 in Manassas to Centerville, stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, abundant sunshine with a high in the low to mid-50s. Tonight, we'll have clear skies with a low of 35. Tomorrow, sunshine and clouds mixed with a high in the low to mid-50s. Sunday, we'll have more sunshine. It'll be warmer with a high in the mid to upper 50s.
Currently in our nation's capital, 46 degrees at 717. In this traffic and weather is brought to you by RE/MAX Allegiance.
Vince Colonnais here. If you believe there are no guarantees in life, well, you haven't met Frank Prindle. If it's time to buy or sell your home, take my advice and contact Frank today. For a guarantee you can trust, itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
As you know, we are in the midst of our WMAL Fisher House Radio-a-thon, a fine tradition here on WMAL. And joining us right now, you know the name, Fisher House. Well, here's Ken Fisher. He's the chairman and CEO of the Fisher House Foundation, chairman of Invictus Games Orlando as well. A very busy man. Ken, thank you for taking the time to join us on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fantastic because we are helping to raise money for Fisher House. My first question to you is, how did your family come up with this idea? What's the driving force behind Fisher House?
Well, the driving force, Mary, is really just to honor the service and sacrifice of our military, our veterans, and their families. It's very simple. But the foundation started almost 27 years ago when it was brought to my late uncle's attention that there was this need, a basic underappreciated need, that families needed to stay with their loved ones. And Zach, being the builder and the patriot he was, he said, I have an architect, I can build. And that was the basic premise behind Fisher House, was just, you know, one man wanting to fill a need.
And this was your father?
Zach was my uncle.
Your uncle.
Yes.
Now, give us a sense of the scale of the impact here. And by the way, your connection a little wonky this morning. So if you can get near a window or something, it might help. But as you kind of assess the good that the Fisher House has done through the years, give us a sense of the scale of how much this has helped military families and our wounded warriors.
Well, right now we're serving almost 30,000 families per year. We've saved these families, over 300,000 families during the life of the program. We've saved them just about $330 million.
Wow.
Worth of travel and lodging expenses, because Fisher House has branched out a little bit. We've evolved, but we evolved in the family way. So we started a travel program called Hero Miles that helps families go back and forth. Because life doesn't come to a halt when a loved one is in the hospital. They need to go back and forth. Bills need to be paid. Children need to be raised. So Hero Miles helps them go back and forth. We have a hotel program. If there's not a Fisher House there, or if there's a waiting list, which so often there is, we can now put families up in a hotel until Fisher House has a room that's ready. And we also have scholarship programs, too. All of these things that Fisher House has become have just had an enormous impact on a very, very deserving group of men and women and their families.
Ken Fisher, you know, one of the things I was struck by is not only are you helping people who are in the hospital or getting medical treatments, you also take care of the families who go through the toughest thing, the dignified transfer of remains to Dover Air Force Base. Mm-hmm. Tell us about how Fisher House supports that.
Well, it was a phone call from the Surgeon General of the Army that made me aware that there was no housing at Dover. So when families who could make it to Dover to repatriate their remains of their loved one, they would come in and go and do the unthinkable at very, very early in the morning, and then they'd have to drive to a motel, which we just didn't feel was worthy of their sacrifice. We just felt that that was something that was severely lacking. So we were able to build a Fisher House at Dover. It was the same concept. It was just a little bit different because the stays weren't as long, obviously.
Right.
And that, I think, we built in 6 months. That, I think, had the biggest impact on me because, you know, when you hang around with these Gold Star families, which, by the way, this country needs to do a little bit better in honoring Gold Star families, you know, it's when we get into these he said, she said things and it becomes political with these families, the premise is lost. I just going back as far as Najir, almost a month ago, you know, there was this thing about four men had died and we were arguing about political issues. So, I mean, we need to do a better job on that.
Well, tell us about the conversations you have with those Gold Star families and what they get out of Fisher House.
Well, first of all, when you meet them, it's the most humbling experience because they've gone through such tragic loss. But I think all of them, the ones that I've spoken to, there's no bitterness. They understand the sacrifice. And they understand service. And I think when I talk to them, it helps me in what I do. Because Fisher House is not the only thing I do. I have other things that go on in a business to run. But when you talk to them, you kind of get refocused on why you're doing what you're doing. They're just the most extraordinary men and women. And it's a privilege to be able to do what I can do.
And coming up, we're actually going to speak with a Gold Star mother and a Gold Star father this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Ken Fisher, you do so much. We thank you for taking the time to join us this morning on Mornings on the Mall to help get out the word about Fisher House and what people can do to help the cause that you and your family have embraced and started and continue to this day. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Vincent. Thanks to your listeners.
Thank you very much. And by the way, we really do need your help this morning, especially we want to get to that first $50,000, all matched by Leonardo this morning. You can help. 888-294-8560. 888-294-8560. Please help us. 723 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
It's time to deck the halls in here so you can help them get out there. For families who love the great outdoors every season, the only place to go this season is Cabela's Christmas Sale. Save $100 on all new in-stock Sig Sauer pistols. Take $20 off Cabela's slippers and get Cabela's fleece jackets for the family just $19.99. Plus, don't miss Saturday 8 a.m. doorbusters. Find great deals for everything on their list. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
There are never enough hours in the day to get everything done, so when I find an amazing service to make my life easier, I let everyone know. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Drizzly.com is the new way to get beer, wine, and liquor delivered to your door. You get an amazing selection of alcohol and mixers delivered when you need them with Drizzly. Just enter your address on the Drizzly site or app to shop for your favorite beer, wine, and liquor. Drizzly works with stores in your area so you can shop their shelves online and compare prices for the best deal. Whether your party supply is running low or you're looking for a bottle of something special to give as a holiday gift, Drizzly has you covered. You get the biggest selection, best deals, plus delivery when you use Drizzly. To score $15 off your first purchase, go to drizzly.com and enter the code WMAL. The new way to shop for alcohol has arrived. Drizzly. That's D-R-I-Z-L-Y. Must be 21 or older. $15 off orders of $40 or more. Hurry. Offer ends January 1st. Void where prohibited.
7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's see what we have on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway for you this morning. Not too much. We have a little bit of volume as you head into Jessup, and then beyond, pretty decent pace for all heading in toward Laurel and Greenbelt, eventually to the Beltway. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, lanes open. You're good to go to each loop of the Beltway on those exit ramps. Not so good Gaithersburg, in case you missed it. Accident brought down utility pole and wires, and boy, it was a doozy for sure. The entire stretch of 350, not entire stretch, but both directions of 355 closed just north of Gaithersburg High School. So 355 shut down between Chestnut Street and North Summit Avenue, so need you to plan in advance if that's your normal route. Summit Avenue to East Diamond Avenue, that still works as an alternate, pretty decent there. 270, not so bad. A little sluggish here through Gaithersburg, but since we have a Friday morning, it's in our favor. Around the Beltway, we go into Virginia, crossing the Legion Bridge. Each direction, in fact, good without any delays. Over the 14th Street Bridge, not seeing any volume until you get to the exit for the 3rd Street Tunnel. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Starting on this Friday, we've got lots of sunshine, low to mid-50s. Clear tonight, overnight low 35. Look for that sun and cloud mix tomorrow, low to mid-50s. We'll bump it up to the mid to upper 50s for our Sunday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 727 on WMAL.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. Isn't it time for you to smile easy?
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spend dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Headaches and Migraines on Wednesday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
All right, remember, we're in the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon right now, and we could really use your support in supporting the Fisher House. They support our wounded warriors, their families, as they deal with some of the toughest moments in their lives. You can support them this morning just like so many others of you have done already. $31,888 raised. You can contribute. 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560. 214-8560.
And a big thanks to Jim from Columbia, Maryland for his incredible donation of $1,200 this morning. You can call in your donations or you can make them in online at WMAL.com. Click on the red banner at the top of the page. And Jim's $1,200 becomes $2,400 thanks to the Leonardo Challenge. But we got to get it to $50,000 before that gets matched dollar by dollar by Leonardo.
Coming up, Eli Lake, 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Supporting our wounded warriors and their families, the Fisher House Radiothon continues on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news sponsored by the Big Screen Store. New this hour, the Justice Department is weighing possible federal charges against Jose Garcia Zarate after his not guilty verdict in the Kate Steinle murder trial in San Francisco. According to Fox News, Zarate was convicted of felony weapons charges and set to be deported for a sixth time. President Trump has called the verdict a travesty of justice. Small plane crash in Bowie last night. The FAA says the Cessna crashed not far from Freeway Airport. The 72-year-old pilot was able to walk away. The crash is being investigated. Engineers with the National Park Service will be inspecting D.C.'s monuments following last evening's earthquake.
Our engineers will, you know, they've got the idea of what to look for.
Mike Litteris with the Park Service, the 4.1 quake centered in Dover, Delaware. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24,272, NASDAQ at 68.74. In sports, sponsored by AAA, it was a painful loss as the Skins get crushed by the Cowboys last night, 38-14. On the ice, Caps lose to the Kings, 5-2. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
AAA, the most highly recommended roadside assistance provider nationwide. Roadside assistance has been their primary focus for over a century. For most other companies, it's just an extra. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew.
At the Big Screen Store, the savings continue with the 7 days of Cyber Week, with the lowest prices of the year extended through Sunday. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. It's the 7 days of Cyber Week. The lowest prices of the year continue through Sunday, only at the Big Screen Store.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
They stand for freedom across the world. But when our wounded service members come home, many have a long road ahead. That's why there's Fisher House.
We go to war one way, we come back a little different.
When you donate to Fisher House, you not only support our military, but their families as well.
90% of our rehab and healing is having the support of our family.
Join Leonardo in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Donate today at WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name? If you relentlessly push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, your name should reflect that. It should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of your annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica have transitioned to Leonardo. Inspired by one of history's greatest innovators, it's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Get the full story at leonardocompany.com/EN.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. I've been doing this for 20 years, but success doesn't happen in a vacuum. Thank you for helping me move this thing along. You helped me get this thing going in the early days by telling 20 of your closest friends about Tito's. They told 20 more, and it kept growing from there. We wouldn't be where we are today without your support. Thank you very much. Go to Tito'sVodka.com and pick up some Tito's gear. All proceeds benefit our charity partners. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's handmade vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
It's 7:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, Springfield toward Annandale, little stop and go. And then beyond that, enjoying the Friday light rush through Tyson's up toward the Legion Bridge. 66, the worst of it were bunched up through Manassas, in Centerville, and in Fair Oaks. Now for 270, let's take you southbound. Urbana to Hyattstown, below speed. Little bit of volume as you push through Gaithersburg. Good option for you, avoiding 355, which is closed each direction just north of Gaithersburg High School. Utility crews still with the down pole and wires. They say through the morning rush hour, likely that closure in place. All right. Well, we've been doing all right this week. I know it's been frustrating for some with Metro Rail's change for the next until December 10th. No trains between Silver Spring and Fort Totten, and the Tacoma station remains closed. Again, that's due to the capital improvement project through the 10th of December with limited shuttle bus service. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Next look at rain might be on Tuesday. We'll carry sunshine throughout our Friday. Hit the low to mid-50s. Clear tonight, low 35. Low to mid-50s tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 34 degrees in Haymarket, 42 in Damascus, 46 in sunshine at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon continues. Please support our wounded warriors and their families by calling in your contribution now. 888-294-8560. 888-294-8560. And AM 630.
Good morning, and don't forget you can also make your donation to the WMAL Fisher House Radio-a-thon by going online to WMAL.com and clicking on the red banner at the top of the page. Help us reach that $50,000 mark by the end of the show this morning so we can get it matched by Leonardo North America. They are willing to match that dollar for dollar once we hit 50,000.
And real quickly here, more wonderful WMAL listeners are making their donations to the Fisher House Radiothon right now. Their dollars are being matched, as you said, by our friends at Leonardo. Rita from Bethesda just donated $1,000.
All right, Rita, thank you.
And the Fredericksburg Lunch Group called in their $500 donation. Thank you to Ken, Mike, John, Hardy, and Harry. Remember, of course, call in your donations or make them online at WMAL.com. Click on that red banner. The Leonardo Challenge means your money is doubled. 888-294-8560 this morning.
I love this. I just love this. I wish we could do this every day. It just makes me feel so good. Thank you to everyone.
It is. It's an important cause.
For donating and joining us.
Let's go now to Eli Lake joining us this morning. Eli, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Great to have you here. And I want to, you know, there's so much going on. Let's go right off to the State Department. We're seeing reporting in the past few days that Rex Tillerson may be on the way out and Mike Pompeo may be on the way in to become Secretary of State. What are you hearing?
Well, this has been a rumor that's been flying around really since the summer. And if you remember, you know, we've seen sort of cycles where we see a bunch of stories where Donald Trump is expressing his frustration, or we see people reporting that about Rex Tillerson. This time it looks like there's much more detail about a sort of transition from getting Pompeo from the CIA right now into the State Department, and then, you know, the New York Times reported that Tom Cotton would be the person to go to the CIA. I've heard that that part of it, where who will be the next CIA director if this actually goes through, is not quite yet set, but it does look like Tillerson is on the way out.
Set this up for people. Why is Rex Tillerson even in consideration for being on the way out?
Well, I mean, the truth of the matter is that I think that the president and Tillerson had a very close relationship in the beginning of his term, you know, almost a year ago. But over time, you know, Tillerson was pursuing kind of policies that, at least publicly, the president would, you know, sort of was against what the president was saying. A classic example of that would be the crisis within the Gulf states between Saudi Arabia and Qatar. You know, Tillerson has been working on a deal with Qatar while, you know, the president has been publicly saying he stands with Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and the standoff there. But you see it with other things, too. I mean, we saw a couple months ago the president said, don't waste your time, Rex, with negotiating with the North Koreans. And, you know, this has been something that Tillerson has spent a lot of time trying to sort of set up the conditions for resuming nuclear talks with North Korea. And, you know, the president, which I think the president's strategy, by the way, is also to eventually get to the negotiating table, but kind of undermining him in social media like that must be extremely frustrating. So, I mean, there's one interpretation that this is an effort to try to just get Tillerson himself to just quit. So effectively, you know, Donald Trump, a man who became famous for firing people, doesn't have to fire him.
So let me ask you, if the president and Rex Tillerson are on such different pages when it comes to some of these issues, why can't that just be cleared up with a meeting?
Well, that's a little bit of a mystery, and it's also why would you undercut your current Secretary of State in such a delicate moment with the North Koreans? You know, at this point, you want to sort of convey that everybody in the administration is speaking for the president. But that's not what most people think. And I think that, you know, this is a large part, this is the president's own problem, that he is so undisciplined and so impetuous and so mercurial when it comes to tweeting that, you know, he undermines his own policies and the government oftentimes is appearing at odds with what he tweets. And the result of that, I think, is that the president is as weak as I have ever seen at this stage of president.
Well, Eli, let me ask you, but you mentioned North Korea. I want to ask you about something you've written in the last 24 hours. The headline on your piece, Give Up on Stopping North Korea. The subhead, It's Too Late for Prevention, Focus on Deterrence. That's an amazing thing to hear somebody say, give up on stopping North Korea. Why do you say that?
Well, because I don't think that there is any chance that there's going to be a war or a military action will stop it. And there, I mean, we can go through that, but the North Koreans have the ability to destroy the city of Seoul, and that is a price that successive presidents have said is too high, and I believe that too, and I don't think Trump pretty much feels the same way. And I think it's just totally pointless to try to get into another negotiation with the North Koreans. They have no intention of giving up their nuclear deterrent. They're very close. They're not quite there, but the last thing they have to do is perfect a survivable warhead that could remain on a missile that was re-entering the atmosphere if it was an intercontinental ballistic missile. And most people say, who are experts in this, say it's a matter of time, it's a technical problem, but the North Koreans will figure it out, you know, at some point. It looks like maybe sooner than later. So my point is that if you know that negotiations are not going to work, then maybe now's the time to start thinking about more creatively about what to do about North Korea. So that means, you know, really focus more on missile defense. Tell China that it's their problem.
Yes.
Focus on the Chinese predations in the region, particularly militarization of the South China Sea. And finally, have a president that is in line with North Korean defectors.
All right.
And focus on the long-range goal of trying to end one of the worst prison states on the planet.
Eli,
the worst prison state on the planet.
Eli, thank you. We're out of time here, but thank you for yours. If you're interested in catching up with Eli's perspective on this, he's a Bloomberg columnist, and you can find him online at Bloomberg.com. Eli, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right, 7:43 now. A lot more ahead.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments, and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us, or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com, that's ricedelman.com, or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK, that's 888 888- Plan Rec.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95, boy, loving this, coming out of Stafford without any delays, essentially until just north of Dale City. Some volume at the Occoquan, Lorton and Newington. 395 bunched up a bit in Landmark, and then just briefly at the 14th Street Bridge. We are slow coming off of the 11th Street Bridge, so if you take that trip coming from 295, especially northbound, merging to the bridge onto the freeway, bit of stop and go toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Heading out of the 9th Street Tunnel to the freeway exit, that's where we had the crash. So a bit of a distraction. Definitely a distraction. You can't even get past the closure in Gaithersburg because of a downed pole and wires. 355 closed to each direction between Chestnut Street and North Summit Avenue. That's north of Gaithersburg High School. Watch for the closures there. If you're taking 270, overall on 270, a bit of volume. Urbana-Hyattstown is expected. Germantown into Gaithersburg and then briefly in Rock. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure through the weekend. That brings plenty of sunshine for our Friday. Low to mid-50s. Clear tonight. Low around 35. Tomorrow, sunshine. Clouds mixing. Low to mid-50s. Mid to upper 50s Sunday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 746 on WMAL.
NextEra Energy is America's third largest capital investor in infrastructure. And they're paving the way for America's energy era. Learn more at NextEraEnergy.com.
You know, we're in the midst of the WMAL Fisher House Radio-a-thon, asking you to donate just $10. We'll house a military family for one day at a Fisher House. That is so much more affordable than, you know, $100 a night at a hotel somewhere. And remember, these families don't pay it. Fisher House picks up the tab because they have to pay the military based on laws. The military can't do it for free. So Fisher House, the organization, is the one that pays that $10. So your donation will go to house these families. And one of the people who has benefited from this is Barb Yeskis, and she is a Gold Star mother of Captain Rob Yeskis, who died in 08 at Walter Reed in Bethesda due to injuries that he sustained in Afghanistan, and she stayed in the Fisher House while he was there. Barb, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your service to this country, and today's a special day for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Today is Robert's Angel Day. So it's hard, but yet we're celebrating his life today.
And this is one way to celebrate his life, by sharing your story of how Fisher helped you get through this. Fisher House helped you get through this.
Oh, I can't even begin to tell you how much the Fisher House helped us. We could not have afforded to stay by Robert there because we're from Nebraska. So to stay at the Fisher House and be able to walk to the hospital and sit with him any hour of the day or night we wanted to, and then come back to a comfortable bed. And people that were staying at the Fisher House were just like family. We could share our stories, hug each other, cry together, laugh. We did meals together. The Fisher House was like family. It was like going home every day to family.
Barb, take us back, if you can and if you would, to when you found out that your son had been injured, and what it was like when he finally came back to the United States and you found out that you'd be able to be near him.
When I first found out, I was in shock that he was so severely injured, and I went to Landstuhl, Germany there, and stayed at the Fisher House right there by him until they could stabilize him enough. And the Fisher House took over everything. They had someone pick us up at the airport, took us into town, made sure there was food for us. They did everything, and all I could do was concentrate on my son. When we got back to Bethesda, again, the Fisher House, everything was done and ready for us to stay there. And like I said, I was in such shock. And when I saw him with the horrific injuries that he had, I couldn't think. I could not think. And so this was such a big help. I didn't have to worry about where I was going to stay, any of the things, how I was going to get a car, drive there at Bethesda, get back and forth to the hospital, none of that. It was wonderful. I could just concentrate on my son.
Yeah, and these are the things that people who are not in the military don't really understand. They don't understand how all this works, that, you know, you could be in Nebraska, but your son could wind up in Bethesda. And the logistics that go along with that, the military isn't necessarily, it's not one of the, necessarily one of their better things at coordinating the logistics for the family.
They just don't have the resources.
Right, yeah. They don't have the resources, and that's where Fisher House fills that gap so beautifully for these families, that they can be near their loved ones. In situations like that. Could you talk a little bit more, tell people about how it is a house, but you are living with other people, and how that helped you?
Well, yes. Oh, my goodness. You don't want to be by yourself when you're going through the worst event of your whole life. But you have your own room, a suite, and your own bathroom, but yet there's common living areas, an absolutely beautiful kitchen. Officers' wives, Gold Star mothers now, we come in and make meals, so there's always food there for people, or they can make their own food. The other common living area is a TV room. There's laundry facilities there, and they're not coin-operated washing machines. It's regular laundry, washer and dryers. There's a beautiful living room. There's areas where you can go, internet connection, computers. There's everything you need, but yet you do have your own room. So that makes it very nice. And everyone got together and we supported each other because, as I say, this war is not over yet. We will have long-term injuries that families will need to be going back and forth to bases where the Fisher houses are located by. They will be traveling a lot. This is a many, many, many year project with the brain traumas and all the other type of injuries that have happened to our soldiers. And they heal so much better when they have family by them. It helps them know that they're not by themselves. And I can never thank the Fisher House enough because, like I said, I wasn't thinking. They took over everything for me. The hero miles, everything flying us and my children back and forth. We could be there, and my son didn't have to die by himself.
Barb, it was on this day in 2008 that your son passed away, Walter Reed. We thank you for your son's sacrifice and for you turning this into a gift by telling your story and encouraging people to help the families the same way you were helped by Fisher House. Thank you for this.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Barb. And you can support families like Barb's right now by being a part of our radiothon to support this great cause. 888-294-8560 this morning. 888-294-8560. The great people at Leonardo are supporting your donation dollar for dollar up to $50,000. We really need your help this morning. Fisher House really needs your help to help these families. You can also go to WMAL.com and donate there. Please do. 7:53 now. Time to check in on how your money's doing. Let's check in with the CNBC News Desk.
Well, the Dow could drop 100 points at the open. Futures are lower. I'm on a setback for corporate tax cuts in the Senate last night. This after the Dow's best surge this year yesterday, and it was in November to remember. Stocks had their eighth straight month of gains. The Senate is working to try to pass the corporate tax cuts again today. Nothing will happen until the vote, the first vote at 11 a.m. Eastern in D.C. And on the first day of December, just 24 shopping days until Christmas, retailers are bracing for this typical lull before the frenzy in the last 3 days before the holiday. Disney wants Redbox to stop selling digital copies of its movies. Customers can go to the Redbox machine at a grocery store, and after paying, the machine gives you a piece of paper with a download code on it. It's cheaper than iTunes. Disney is suing. And you can finally stream Taylor Swift's three-week-old album, Reputation. Last night, she tweeted a video announcing that it's out there with all the major streaming services now. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
7:55. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go now to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Still dealing with the closure Gaithersburg. Just heads up here. Plan ahead. 355 shut down each direction just north of Gaithersburg High School between Chestnut Street and North Summit Avenue. Hey, we're looking good on 270. Yeah, we have some volume. Urbana to Hyattstown and then Germantown just briefly to Gaithersburg. So that definitely works as an option for you. Coming out of West Friendship, our normal stop and go. It gets tough on 32 every morning as you head past Tridelphia Road, but nothing reported along the way. George Washington Parkway, take you southbound over the past the overlooks down to the exit for the Key Bridge. The volume with us. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and your feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of sunshine to go around for Friday as we hit the low to mid-50s. Clear tonight, overnight low 35. Sun and cloud mix tomorrow, low to mid-50s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 7:56 on WMAL.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
I carpool I-66. We can still carpool and ride free on I-66 during rush hour.
Sometimes we even get work done.
And sometimes we get to nap.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex. If you're driving alone, pay with Easy Pass.
I carpool I-66.
Get your Easy Pass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest Gig Speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
It's time to deck the halls in here so you can help them get out there. For families who love the great outdoors every season, the only place to go this season is Cabela's Christmas Sale. Save $100 on a CZ USA 712 G2 semi-automatic shotgun. Take 30% off Cabela's casual apparel and save 25% on all buck knives. Plus, don't miss Saturday 8 a.m. doorbusters. Find great deals for everything on their list. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
Want to unlock the secrets to a successful retirement? Listen to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services, Saturdays at 2 on WMAL.
All right, the WMAL Radiothon continues at this moment. We are now up to $49,638.
So close.
We are shy, just shy of that $50,000 mark, which is the mark at which every dollar you donate will be matched by Leonardo this morning. Please help. 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560.
You can also donate online at WMAL.com. Joining us next, Brian Riedel, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, to talk about the tax bill. It's 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
Right. WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Supporting our wounded warriors and their families, the Fisher House Radiothon continues on WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news is brought to you by longroofing.com. Calls for more investigations into the graduation questions at Ballou High School after school records found half the graduates last year missed 3 months of school.
I am calling for, as so is several other of my board members, to have an independent investigation like they did so in PG County, Prince George's County, who also had some problems with their graduation rates, and to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Ashley Carter with the D.C. Board of Education on the Larry O'Connor Show. A former federal prosecutor now set to release the findings of his investigation into Charlottesville, Virginia's response to white nationalist rallies this summer. News conference is expected later today, according to Channel 4, to discuss the investigation, expected to include a Ku Klux Klan gathering in July and the Unite the Right event last August that exploded in violence and resulted in the death of a young woman when a car crashed into counter-protesters. Two Republican senators demanding changes to the current GOP tax bill in the Senate.
Senators Jeff Flake and Bob Corker, not seeking re-election and often at odds with President Trump, are demanding more offsets to pay for the tax cuts. They made the threat right on the Senate floor to Leader Mitch McConnell. He's promised to rework things. That might include faster phase-outs of tax cuts set to expire at the end of 10 years unless Congress renews them. There's talk of making the top corporate rate higher than the 20% the president wants, and talk of some kind of alternative minimum tax for wealthier Americans and corporations. Also, Wisconsin's Ron Johnson might have to be appeased with better tax cuts and breaks for small businesses. Bob Costantini, Washington.
In the next few days, medical marijuana dispensaries will be opening up around Maryland.
We are excited to be able to provide patients with quality medicine.
Andy Grossman is the co-owner of the medical marijuana dispensary Rise Silver Spring. He says he can't give an exact date when they'll get their medical marijuana in, but they hope to have some ready to sell in the next few days.
There's lots of moving parts and a lot of things that are out of our control, which is why it's hard for me to say we are going to open on this specific day.
Another dispensary, Potomac Holistics in Rockville, says on Facebook it's scheduled to open this afternoon. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Federal prosecutors say a Maryland physician's been indicted on charges of prescribing more than 3,000.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.